The topic of our Monday motivation this morning with Rick Mirabella from runners.com. Rick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are we, my friend?
Very well indeed. So, talking temperatures there, obviously one of the biggest challenges when it comes to heading into winter is actually getting out when it's cold to do exercise.
Yep, and it's a thing. We don't want people to drop off now, because now's the time where that continuity goes to zero and everything just falls off the wagon. So the time is now to prepare in April, where I heard the weather just then starting to cool off a bit, but certainly nothing like it will be in the middle of winter. So now's the time to just start investing in some good gear, and you don't need much. It's like a nice light beanie. Doesn't have to be too woolly or heavy, just a nice light one. Definitely a nice light running or walking jacket. If you spend a good amount, whether it's $80 to $100, it'll last you 5 to 10 winters. So that kind of stuff's really important. Your extremities, so your head, your gloves, your hands, your feet. So again, just over the next few weeks, just really prepping for this. And then you get it out the night before. You can do an extra warm up inside. So even if you just do some light stretching and some light moves inside, it's going to help. But definitely the gear, the tights and all those kind of things. And 5 minutes in, you'll be enjoying it. Look, it's not going to be that arduous chore if you're going out in your normal summer gear.
I know that, certainly being follically challenged as I am, how important the head to keep it warm. And even Steve, if you got one of those mirrors and looked at the back, you'd see that he's quite follically challenged, but he's still got a bit of stuff going on at the front.
I don't know anything about that. I can't see.
Yeah, that's right. Out of sight, out of mind. So, but the extremities, they are so important. Hands and head, if they're warm, no problem.
It really is. And it won't be the massive challenge that it might have been for you in the past, because often we're just not prepared. And even if people want to ride their bike and that in the winter, they put it away till October. So it's all these things that really make it a more enjoyable experience. And that's the thing with the people ask about getting colds and that in the winter. But if it is above the chest, so if it's not a chest infection, moving is fine. Just get outside, move, rug up, of course, and just get out and move. But, obviously be intelligent. But I can't harp on that enough. If you prepare now in April and you have the right gear, which, again, doesn't cost an arm and a leg, you'll get through the whole winter and you won't have missed a week in September. It's got, how good's that? Right for my the whole winter, moving and training.
Yeah.
I reckon I put my bike away in September, about 2014.
I knew that was good.
It wasn't good. I know it wasn't good, but I've only got one excuse. I've got gravel everywhere, and then I'm onto a dirt road. And I know that should be a perfect reason to go out riding, but it's quite uncomfortable and messy. I need a sort of bit of tarmac to get myself going, I reckon.
It's a nice clean asphalt. Like we said, we've got Beach Road down here in Melbourne, which is just like riding on carpet. It's unbelievable. But yeah, you're going to have to work that out, I think, Steve-o.
Yeah, well.
Fair enough. Well, I think we, from this, can take that old adage, which I think is very good, and certainly spending 10 years in the Emerald Isle, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothes. And I reckon that's pretty much the truth, too.
That is exactly right. So continue on of that adage over the next 4 months, and you won't miss a beat.
Fantastic. Rick, as always, fantastic to catch up with you on a Monday morning. So have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a great week, men. Get those double beanies, I reckon, for you two boys.
We might get matching ones with gold on the front of them.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not going to happen, is it?
Good on you, Rick. See you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Rick Mirabella, runners.com, RUNNEZ.com.